Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for us is based on Ezekiel with emphasis on this verse. So you, Son of Man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends. Well, after hearing this part of Ezekiel, do you still want to be a pastor? Do you feel that maybe the pastor who encouraged you into the ministry, or maybe the admission counselor who steered you in, hoodwinked you? After hearing this text, it's almost like the military recruiter who goes after that young high school graduate and says, come join us, you can see the world, you'll have it all. And yet he sort of forgets that little detail that he'll see it from the middle of an Arabian desert or from somewhere on top of the North Pole. This part of Ezekiel underscores, though, the importance of preaching, which should always be the number one priority of every pastor's ministry, whether he is in a small town or in a metropolis. This text points out that the pastor's first priority is not to be the youth group leader or the congregational entertainment director, but rather to use the office of the keys to proclaim God's word, pure and simple. So you, Son of Man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. God set Ezekiel in that particular place at that particular time in order to be his watchman. God's purpose for placing Ezekiel there was to preach God's word to a people that were headed for judgment. Oh, the people didn't fully understand God's way. In fact, they whined that God's way wasn't fair at all. They thought that God was being just a little bit too testy. But God wanted the people to understand that he wasn't about to lower his standards to meet their needs so that they might feel comfortable and righteous by their own standards. No, God has his standards. And that's the way it is. He wasn't going to budge, and that's what Ezekiel was to preach of a coming judgment. And yet the Lord is a merciful God, isn't he? Though judgment was coming upon the people, he still cared for them. He still loved them enough that he saw it fit to send them a warning before it was too late. If he truly wanted everyone to die and perish in their sins so that no one would live, then God wouldn't have even sent a watchman over the people. But God did. In our day, too, there is a need to preach God's word. Judgment Day is coming, and so there is a need, indeed, an urgent need, for preachers to preach and proclaim. Not our favorite little truisms to make a person feel comfortable, but rather we proclaim what God has given us to proclaim, so that at the end we too would be able to say, thus saith the Lord. The message is also given to us, one of law and of gospel. Like Ezekiel faced challenges and problems in his congregation, so too do pastors today. And if you haven't encountered it yet, there are even Christians in your future congregations who, when they hear or read the Bible, will say, that's not fair, God, it's just not right. And yet, we remind them, as we are reminded ourselves, that the real fairness of God isn't measured by our standards, but by his standards. God's standards are absolute righteousness, absolute holiness. He demands perfection. He demands sinlessness if someone wants to enter eternal life with God. And in fact, that's what God wants, isn't it? He wants all people to live with him forever. Was it fair that the Father had to send the Son to live among us? Was it fair that Jesus had to suffer and die for us? Was it fair that Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin in our place? No, it's not fair, but that's God's way of having his standard met so that we might live with him forever. He doesn't desire the death of anyone. He wants all people to repent and turn to him and live. In Jesus Christ, God brought us up to his standards. Not through a righteousness of our own, but through the righteousness that comes only through Jesus Christ. It's a declared righteousness, the forgiveness of sins that preachers have the privilege to proclaim and share with others. But what about those real wicked and evil people? What was the watchman, and what are pastors supposed to do with them? Well, one of the biggest temptations for pastors and professors and for anyone who is ordained is to try to read the hearts of others. It's so tempting to try to judge people's walks with Jesus Christ by their outward actions. And yet it's not the pastor's job to try to figure out who are among the wicked and who are among the godly. We can't do that. Unless, of course, someone comes right up to you and says, "Pastor, I'm among the wicked," but the chances of that happening are rather slim. So what is the watchman supposed to do? Well, we simply proclaim God's word once again. The message that God simply wants all people to live with him. He desires the death of no one, no man, woman, or child. He wants everyone to hear his warning and receive salvation through Jesus Christ. Indeed, we are to proclaim the law, but the law always points to the gospel. And that's what God was telling Ezekiel. Yes, there is destruction coming, but I want you to warn them first. And without lessening the urgency of the divine demand, the prophet also affirms that there lies behind it a burning love of God, which seeks the salvation of all people. Indeed, the ministry is one of urgent joy. As we hear in the Lutheran confessions, we, on the other hand, call consciences away from the law to the gospel, and from confidence in their own works to confidence in the promise of Christ, because the gospel presents to us Christ and promises freely the remission of sins for Christ's sake. In this promise, it bids us trust, namely, that for Christ's sake we are reconciled to the Father. And this is what we have been called to proclaim. Others of you may have a troubled conscience. Maybe there's something that's been troubling your heart, maybe today. But then remember and listen carefully to your pastors as he absolves, proclaims the forgiveness of your sins. God has sent him to be a watchman over you as he stands in the place of Christ to proclaim to you that your sins are truly and completely forgiven. No, your pastor didn't lie to you as a child when he said that maybe you should become a pastor, and someone from the admissions office who may have encouraged you into the ministry certainly didn't hoodwink you either. Rather, God has a special purpose for you as a pastor for his church. God's continued blessing to you and to those who teach you as the Lord prepares you as one of his watchmen. To Christ be the glory forever and ever. Amen.